From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
After waves of cool weather by way of Pacific storms held temperatures back in March to early April, the first widespread and long-lasting surge of heat will be felt over the interior southwestern United States through the early parts of this week. AccuWeather meteorologists say that the region, as long-term natives are certainly aware, is known for its searing heat and relentless sunshine most days from the late spring to mid-autumn. However, visitors in the region may be a little surprised at how hot it can get this early in the season, and the stretch through the middle of the week will be just that. The average date for the first 90-degree high temp in Las Vegas is April 18th, and temperatures hit that mark on Saturday. High temperatures are forecast to remain at or above 90 through Tuesday. Interestingly, Las Vegas did not hit 80 until April 10th, which was about a month later than the average on March 14th. Records for Las Vegas are maintained at Harry Reid International Airport in Nevada. About 250 miles to the southeast, Phoenix tends to hit the 80-degree mark year-round, with the average first 90-degree day on March 30th. Now, it took almost another 2 weeks before the temp reached 90 at Sky Harbor International Airport in Arizona, with a high of 94 on April 11th. Highs will be well into the 90s each day through the middle of the week in Phoenix, with a chance of temperatures coming within a few degrees of 100 on Sunday. The average date for the first triple-digit reading at Sky Harbor is May 2nd. Clouds have held temperatures back some in parts of New Mexico. To start the weekend, the state will likely remain to the east of the core of the heat until early in the work week. Abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions, even for the arid regions in Arizona and New Mexico, may allow temperatures to climb higher than they would if drought conditions were not present. Palm Springs, California is one spot that has a very good chance of touching 100 for the first time this year during the stretch of hot weather through early this week. The desert city over interior Southern California usually hits 100 or higher 100 days or more every year. The year 2020 holds the record for 100-degree highs with a whopping 151 days. If you need to seek relief from the heat and are close enough to the Pacific Ocean for a day trip, well, then check out the lower temperatures at the California beaches. High temperatures will generally be in the 60s, such as at Malibu Beach, California, where low morning clouds will yield to some afternoon sunshine. Some may find relief by heading to the mountains, where the air will be cooler. The pattern will offer almost zero risk of thunderstorms over much of the region, which can spoil hiking adventures in the summertime. There is a risk of cold water shock, though, whether heading to the beaches or mountain streams and lakes for relief. The warmth will initiate or accelerate the spring thaw over the snowy high country. Streams flowing from the mountains will be running high and ice cold, so caution is advised. Whether you are a year-round resident or a visitor to the area, this is a reminder to limit exposure to the sun during the midday and afternoon hours when the rays are the most intense. Experts recommend that people who plan on spending time outdoors wear sunscreen. The interior of vehicles and pavement can become dozens of degrees hotter than the air temperature. Never leave children or pets unattended in vehicles, and avoid walking pets on paved surfaces during the daytime. Temperatures inside a vehicle can reach life-threatening levels in minutes, and the hot pavement can instantly burn paws. Dehydration can occur even when certain individuals are perspiring very little. To reduce the risk of heat exhaustion or more serious heat stroke, experts urge regular intake of non-alcoholic and non-caffeinated fluids during hot weather, seeking shade when possible, and avoiding strenuous activity during the heat of the day. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.